Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Lindsey Buckingham, ladies and gentlemen.
And I so still.
One of the greatest guitar players on the planet.
Oh, how big.
One man, one guitar.
Looking out for love.
Got to have a little Lindsey Buckingham in your day, folks, to get the day going really well. And we got to have a little Eva Rosenberg in your day, too, to get the day going really well. It doesn't get any better, ladies and gentlemen, when I get a chance to talk to Eva Rosenberg, the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is the tax mama. She's our good friend. Eva, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
How you doing?
What wonderful music.
Ain't that good?
Yeah, especially for early in the morning.
So what are we going to do about our taxes here at year end, Eva?
Oh, I think we're just not going to end up paying any taxes next
really?
Year. Sure, because all of your readers are going to read my Market Watch article about the top 10 tax cutting tips, and then it'll be all terrific.
Well, good. Well, Pollyanna, good for you. Thank you for joining us, Pollyanna. All right, let's talk about some of those tax tips. The first one is check your retirement balances. What do you mean by that?
Well, this really is designed for seniors. You know, people who are retired and have built up a lot of money into their retirement accounts, odds are they can start drawing some of that if they don't have a lot of other outside income. And, you know, as you get older, you have more medical problems, and your costs tend to be high. You're able to pull a bunch of money out of the retirement accounts, either tax-free or maybe at the 10% rate.
Really?
And I'm not seeing seniors do it by the time they get to me and they're in trouble with something else. I find they could have pulled out $50,000 a year tax-free.
Wow.
Didn't. So take a look at those things.
So, of course, the money's still there. They didn't lose the money. They just didn't have access to the cash.
Well, basically what that means is...
But if they take out more than that next year, they have to pay tax.
Well, if they die, their heirs will pay tax on all of the money in those IRAs. And that's usually what happens. They die and they didn't do that, and heirs are paying taxes unnecessarily.
So if they pull it out of the taxes and then they die and it's in the checking account,
mm-hmm.
what happens there?
Or in an investment or anything else, it becomes part of their estate, and right now it's, $2 million exclusion?
Right.
There's no estate tax, and there would be no income tax either.
Right.
So rearrange some of that stuff.
So I can hear people calling their moms and their grandmoms and pops right now saying, hey, what have you taken? I got a tax tip for you here.
That's right. Start looking at that stuff. Run some numbers. Don't ignore the seniors in your life because they're not thinking about this, especially
right.
if they're sick.
Well, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be thinking about it. They're thinking about themselves.
Well, they're busy being sick usually.
Maybe playing bridge and golf. Maybe they're. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Jim, the ones playing bridge and golf won't be able to do that because they won't have medical expenses.
Let's talk about that. Number two, use up your medical reimbursement plan. What does that mean?
Well, for those people who work for companies where they have flexible spending accounts, or for those small businesses that have set it up for themselves, they've designated a specific amount that they plan to spend for the year, and they haven't looked at it. So look to see how much you've designated as spending, see how much you've actually spent, and if you haven't spent it yet, go get some medical appointments in place, go take care of that, get the bills, submit them, and don't waste that money and let it go, to the employer.
Right, right. So it's either use it or lose it, right?
Sometimes it's use it or lose it. These days, the employer now has the option of letting you keep the money, but there was a new bill that came into play last year, and companies that signed up to take advantage of this can give their employees until March 15th to finish getting the treatment, and
mm-hmm.
until March 31st to get those bills to the administrator.
Right.
But don't rely on that.
Okay. What's the next
one? Do it now.
What's next?
What else? The retirement plan, your own retirement plan. You know, you're young, you're working hard, you're making money, and you have the opportunity right now to set up some retirement plans before the end of the year, you know, like a KEO or a solo 401k, and just open them now. You can fund them as late as October 15th before you file your tax return
next year.
Mm-hmm. And get some really terrific benefits.
Hmm.
But you can't do that if they're not open. Then the only thing you have left...
You have to open them this year.
Yeah, the only thing you have left later is a SEP IRA.
Right.
But these give you some other benefits.
So if you want to open an IRA or something like that...
A regular IRA you can open until April 15th.
April 15th, right.
People who have Roths right now, who funded the Roth this year, take a quick look and see if your income is too high to qualify. A lot of people are really good at being very responsible and fund it earlier in the year.
Right.
And then find out, excuse my English, they're screwed.
Sometimes diligence can be a bad thing.
Sometimes I have this one client who does that every year, and then he has to fight with Fidelity, who is his broker,
right,
to get the money moved, and they never get it right. And so,
right,
no, don't do that.
So don't be too conscientious about these things.
Yeah, take a
look.
Don't
jump the gun on some of the, especially on the Roth.
Or check your numbers right now,
right,
and if your income is so high, move it. Move it to regular IRA right now.
Right. Eva, give us your website, please.
TaxMama.com.
TaxMama.com?
M-A-M-A.
And don't forget, Small Business Taxes Made Easy. That's one of your books, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And the other one?
Well, right now, that's the main one.
That's the main one. All right. And when we come back, folks, we got a really important and a very controversial topic to talk about. AMT, which will tell you what that means if you don't already know, right after these messages. 10 till, stay with us. We'll be right back with Eva Rosenberg, the Tax Mama.
But no one can tell.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me today. It's a dream come true for me, especially when I get a chance to interview our good friend Eva Rosenberg, who is the Tax Mama. She is the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, and you can go to taxmama.com. That's your website, right, Eva?
That's the website.
And you can find her stuff all over the place, by the way. Eva, one of the things I want to talk about now is this alternative minimum tax, AMT. You need to know where you stand with that, don't you, unfortunately?
You do. There's so much of it that crops up after your income, you know, gets higher than about 40, 50, 60, 80,000, depending on, you know, how you're filing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you plan it now and you take a look at how you're handling your expenses and everything, you may be able to figure out how to reduce the alternative minimum tax by being able to structure your life so you can split those expenses between the rental property schedule, your business schedule, and the itemized deduction schedule, which is the worst place possible to have itemized deductions. So sit down with somebody who understands how to do alternative minimum tax planning. You'd be surprised. Even not a lot of tax professionals get it.
No, exactly. AMT, folks, is, as you may know, is something that was devised in the 1980s to prevent people from who had a lot of tax shelters in those days from avoiding any tax. And so they came up with AMT. And in 1986, when they abolished all those tax loopholes, they didn't abolish the tax which was supposed to take care of that, because our politicians got used to that drug. The money that money provided them, the fix that it provided them. And so here it is now, literally 20 years later, Eva, and we still have this tax, which I think is a crime. I think AMT is a crime against every American taxpayer.
Well, it's even worse. I mean, at the time, it was devised because somebody had $200,000 worth of taxable income and no tax, and they were incensed at $200,000 not being taxed,
because they had tax shelters.
And now, you know, it's based on people with $40,000 and $50,000 income.
Yeah.
in the $40,000 and $50,000 with inflation since those days is not worth anywhere near as much. That's practically poverty level.
Exactly.
In major cities.
That's right. It is.
And so it's offensive. It's, you know, I understand.
Well, I can't believe somebody hasn't taken them to court and shown the courts what a punitive and regressive and hateful tax this is.
Well, I'm expecting, you know, somebody in Boston, you know, that Tea Party town.
Oh, yeah, that's what we need to do.
Do that, yeah.
This is awful, folks, but it delivers about $50 billion in taxes, but it should not be that. It should not be so, and it's really bad. So you want to make sure that you don't get blindsided by alternative minimum tax. This is where they actually come in and say, okay, we know what you did when you figured your regular tax, but we're going to figure it alternatively this other way and see if you owe any tax that way.
Yeah, that usually comes as a surprise.
Big surprise.
When you're doing your tax return because
right.
you didn't take it into account. The other thing people don't take into account when they do their quickie calculations, and, you know, I know if you've been in business for a while, you're probably smarter than that, but sometimes you forget. You don't take into account the fact that even if you don't have taxable income, if your business has a profit, you may still have self-employment taxes, and that could be substantial.
Right, right. Yep.
So don't overlook that.
What are some other things?
Well, if you have a job and your company has a retirement plan, you know, you're running your business on the side, you're probably making enough money that you're maximizing your contributions to your company's retirement plan. And if not everybody else in the company is doing that, you sometimes find yourself getting hit with that kickback saying that you've over-contributed.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do that. Find out what's going on this year. Look at what last year's situation was if you're new to the company. If they traditionally have that kickback thing going because of undercontribution, reduce your contributions now before the end of the year so you don't have to adjust your returns later on.
Right.
So that's just a little thought.
Mm-hmm.
Other things that you
one
may
quick,
want to know
One quick
about.
One.
Mm-hmm.
A quick one.
See, now you have me completely frozen. I can't think.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Your family records.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
Build a file for every family member. Include a recent photograph, a copy of each person's Social Security card or ITIN, birth certificate, and passport. Keep it someplace in a fireproof safe, back of your freezer, someplace.
So that
if anything happens, you've got it.
The Tax Mama, ladies and gentlemen. Eva Rosenberg, one of the original members of our Brain Trust. Eva, happy holidays. Thank you for being here. Good job.
See you
next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.